Want to know what strategies real graduates use to launch their career? Well, here's your chance. From personal stories to insider tips, our interviews with graduates and campus recruiters will equip you with the knowledge and inspiration you need to take off and stand out from the crowd. Brought to you by Prospel, your one-stop shop for finding and securing your dream internship or fresh graduate job.
By way of introduction, what's your background story? What course did you take in university or college, and which college did you finish?
Personally, I was born and raised in Quezon City. I don't know if you know, where are you located, but yeah, I'm Quezon City right now, currently. My father is actually served in the military, and my mother is a dedicated homemaker slash small business owner. So from an early age, actually, I was fortunate to be 100% academic scholar, which, you know, allowed me to attend prestigious schools, I say, because I'm very lucky and blessed that they've given me this kind of honor to be a scholar without paying anything in return. So I'm very grateful for that opportunity, as it, you know, has proved and paved the way for me and my journey up to this point. So during my college days, I took a leap into entrepreneurship by starting a tech startup focus on an application for human resources consulting. So it was a game changer for me, actually, from that experience, because it combines my passion for technology and interest in human resources. So that experience provided firsthand insights into how technology can revolutionize HR practices and, you know, contribute to achieve organizational success of a company. And that process of bridging innovative technology solutions with HR strategies ignited a deep passion within me for both fields. So that, I guess, sets up the conversation with my career journey as of the moment. But that invaluable opportunity as well of being an academic scholar played a significant role in shaping my path. So with that support of education and entrepreneurial spirit and a love for pushing boundaries, I am really excited to shape the future of human resources through technology. So that is mainly my background before college. But going into college, of course, I'm the first batch of a senior high school program, or the K-12. So I've entered Andran Colleges back in 2018 and graduated 2022 as a summa cum laude, 100% a scholar. So that is really a proud moment for me back then. I've majored in entrepreneurship, actually, and minored in marketing. And then after that, I've joined J&J Now, which is a leading global healthcare company.
Yeah, so that's a really good background, especially knowing that you've had this, it looks like at a young age already you know what you want to do with your career. You've explored different options and entrepreneurial, and now you're here. Apart from J&J, have you had any other working experience? Like, have you had any other internships?
On my program in entrepreneurship, we are just, you know, the school requirement is just one internship. But I guess nowadays, college students are free to do their voluntary internship, but unfortunately, we haven't had that chance back then. But from my end, the school required internship, I did it with J&J, actually in finance department. So I've spent 3 months in that role back in 2021 for an internship.
Cool. And for those who haven't heard, not likely, but for those who haven't heard of J&J, what do they actually do and what makes your organization unique?
So I guess you from Sil, I know that you've known J&J for baby products, baby cologne, baby powder, but we recently just separated from our commercial products, or the consumer health company. So back then we are just having that as a one segment or one business sector from the whole J&J. So right now we just have two business sectors that are empowering the organization right now, mainly innovative medicine and a pharmaceutical company, which is the medical devices. So that's two business sectors are empowering the healthcare globally and innovating the healthcare industry, making an impact with our patients. So that is where we are focused on right now. So the organization or J&J is unique, all for based on my opinion, is about the global community or the culture of J&J. I guess majority of the former J&J employees or even the current employees right now we'll say the same is the global community, because I get to collaborate with talented individuals who, you know, not only embrace but also celebrate early career talent, because that is the very important thing for me. Back then when I was searching for a job, my top priority is to join an organization where I am welcomed, celebrated with my fresh ideas as a young talent, because not all organizations, to, and candidly speaking, will not be welcome to those kind of innovative, creative thoughts that you can bring into the organization. So it's more on the global community, because they will welcome you as an early career talent, interacting with diverse group. And that made me, you know, opened up my mind to new ways of thinking and problem solving. And I'm just constantly learning from my peers. And I love the feeling of that. I just gained insights into unique approaches and expertise of each of the individual I work with. And that exposure makes me feel like the personal and professional growth has broadened my perspective into honing my skills. So that diversity within the community, with J&J's global community, ensures that every interaction is an opportunity for, you know, learning, growth, and expanding your horizons as an individual. So that is for me the sort of competitive advantage of J&J.
It's like an exciting community, or you know, a culture that you have in there. And you've mentioned earlier that you are now part of a graduate program. If you could share a brief description of what's your current role, and if you could walk us through a day in your life in your current role and as part of the graduate program of J&J.
So currently, I am an HR-LDP, so it will be a long shortcut for Foundational Human Resources Leadership Development Program Professional. It's long, but it's for short, it's FHRLDP. So in other companies, they call it management training, but for us, it's called the Leadership Development Program. So it's a 2-year accelerated program, and the goal is to make the talents enjoy different roles to learn and experience different facets of human resources. For me, I'm just focused on human resources, but the LDP program has different programs focusing in finance, IT, and so on. But as for me, I'm focusing with HR human resources. So that 2-year accelerated program, as mentioned, I'm soon graduating in June. So we spend actually 8 months for each 3 rotations. And just a background of the rotations, I've actually had my first experience in talent acquisition. So imagine out of college, this is my first job, actually, J&J. And then first rotation with the LDP program is talent acquisition, where I was immersed into attracting and inspiring talents, as mentioned, by reimagining our talent strategies or talent acquisition strategy and creating talent pipelines, what else, talent pools, and just basically making the best talents and best career professionals join J&J. And then after 8 months, I rotated out and joined digital HR intelligent automation. So the tech side of things, but mainly focus on HR, where a day in the life there was just leading automation projects that the goal is to simplify and digitize people processes in human resources. To overall, the goal is to promote efficiency in HR work streams. And then another 8 months there, and I rotated out in business unit HR now, where other companies as business partners handle client groups. For example, the team of Frimsel, I handle this. I am the business partner, so I mainly drive and accelerate business outcomes for this team by investing in Frimsel's team and each of the individual comprising of your team. So what we basically do is to develop and drive initiatives, programs that is mainly focused on people leader and talent capabilities, aligned to J&J's credo of promoting and taking into consideration our people's or employees' total health and well-being, because that is what we surround on with J&J. As mentioned earlier, we greatly value our culture. And if you came across our website in J&J, we have this J&J credo. So in business unit HR, it is really important to drive initiatives that are aligned to that credo.
Well, I believe a lot of our students who are listening to this content would be able to get a full grasp of your role and what are the different sectors or programs within the graduate program that you have. So far, what's the coolest thing that you've worked on while you're at J&J?
So for that, I can think of two, because just because I've had three rotation and three roles for the past 2 years. So let me share two. I think this is the biggest and most impactful projects that I've been in. Number one, the Viva Filing Automation, which I had just last year in my HR Intelligent Automation rotation, and the revamped or the enhanced new hires orientation just this year. So we just piloted it this year, 2024. So first will be the Viva Filing Automation. So basically the goal there is we digitize document management. So what does that mean? So in a huge corporation, for example, J&J, if you can just imagine, we have almost 140,000 employees globally. And we have all their personal documentations all throughout their employee life cycle. So that means right from when they were hired until their last day in J&J. So let's use something relatable. Take, for example, recruitment. And I believe this is the same scenario in other companies out there. For example, one employee is asked with recruitment requirements like birth certificates, IDs, and all the other documents that you can mention, right? So thankfully, gone are the days that we manually submit or photocopy it in the office test. Tapos we will store in a big drawers in the office and, you know, sort it manually, write the names of these records and, you know, close the cabinet. So we're done with that. Now, of course, we receive it digitally via email, right? But how do we add value in that? How do we make it quicker, faster? How do we make the evaluation and, you know, the storing process more efficient and the turnaround time shorter, while, of course, minimizing the errors along the way? So this is where the automation comes in, where, of course, the old process was, in J&J, we receive the documents via email. That's the first step. And then second step is our team will manually check that document, if that's, you know, the correct one, does it have a signature, and et cetera. And then third, if that's all correct, the agent or our end will rename it, rename the document based on its type. And then once that's done, finally upload that into the system. But hearing it sounds so easy. But this takes actually 10 minutes of our employees' time to process just one document alone. And imagine if you have 140,000 employees and hundreds of documents to deal with every day. So it's not just one document that you will have to handle. So we have triggered an automation where in our system, all you have to do is to upload a document, and in just one click, the automation will handle the checking of the document, renaming it, and sorting it into the system. So all of that in 2 minutes, we managed to save 8 minutes of our time to do more valuable tasks instead of making more admin stuff, making things more efficient and effective. And for that, I'm proud to say that when we launched it in May 2023, we just had, this is really memorable number for me, 11% success rate in automating and reading the documents accurately. But when I left the role in October, we had 80% success rate already. So it is really rewarding to know that I made such a huge impact by driving decision-making based on data, or continuously improve the technology to enhance our success rate. So this is just one of the amazing efforts on how to to do automation or how to use automation to transform the way we work, not only in HR. We can also do it in other aspects of the organization. But I guess it's obvious that my passion is really on technology and automation and how I explain that. But yeah, you got a hint on that one. I hope I'm not boring you with all the technical stuff. But moving on, we have a fun part. The second project is the revamped or enhanced UI/UX onboarding, which we just pioneered early this year. So first of all, why do we need to enhance our session? So it's mainly because we realized that the onboarding session is really the very first step to make an employee experience unforgettable. So we will hear a lot of people, metrics, people, all about people from me because I'm in HR. So we previously don't have a structured process on how we do onboarding. So we just rely on online platforms to help employees get familiar on what work they are expected to do. But how about getting to know the company you're working for? It's people, it's culture, it's community at large. So for an employee, I would perceive a good company reputation right when I start my day one. And for J&J, we want to take that opportunity to not only welcome them to the company, but also make them realize that, you know, joining J&J is the best decision that they ever made in their career. So in making that onboarding session an attractive and interactive and engaging one, 71%, again, you will come across me just mentioning numbers because that is my passion. It's all about data and numbers. But 71% of our attendees who answered the post-event survey are extremely satisfied during our first two sessions for this year. So from there, we are really improving each month's session. I actually pioneered the New Year's Orientation Squad. Now we are 21 members and counting, who brainstorms ideas on how we can have the best employee experience in each month's session of UI/UX orientation. So I guess those two projects have had a remarkable impact. It offers opportunities to, you know, provide value and make more impactful value to our talents. So personally, they have transformed my career in unexpected ways. I haven't had the guts to imagine that I can have automation projects, that I can lead people. So that really allowed me to take on leadership roles, and it makes a difference if you can positively influence others, which I didn't anticipate as an early career talent. So it really goes back to the J&J's culture on how they celebrate early career talent, expose them to opportunities and the leadership program. I hope that made you envision or imagine how we do things in J&J from those two projects.
Certainly. I really love seeing the passion that you have, success. So thank you for sharing those. And probably I'll just ask a couple of questions where we will rewind back to when you were a student in terms of, like, how did you first find out about the job opening in J&J, since this is also where you got your internship? Did you use platforms or did you attend career fairs?
And I was just looking back and I can't believe that it was 2 years already. So I actually started as an intern, as mentioned earlier, in J&J, but thanks for our referral. So I joined J&J as a referred candidate. So company culture was, you know, my top priority, as I mentioned earlier, even before actively searching for an internship or a job. So for me, it really sets the foundation for everything. It's how the organization operates, treats its employees, and of course the very important thing for me is the work environment. So when I discovered J&J's inclusive culture based on the story of the one who referred me, I was instantly drawn to the company. So their commitment to, you know, the well-being of employees, patients, and communities aligned with my values, and that is also the company's credo. So I wanted to contribute to an organization, making a difference in people's lives. It really fueled my desire to join the company. So it's an environment really where I can see myself personally and professionally growing and being with like-minded individuals, as you may say. So joining the company as an intern really solidified my belief in the importance of, again, culture. So I'm really, you know, grateful for that referral and the opportunity to be part of J&J and its, you know, remarkable culture and focuses in, you know, having or impacting or giving value to people's lives.
That's nice. And big thanks to the person who referred you to get the role. Were there any other companies that interest you at that time? And how did you narrow down your options? Did you consider other factors? Because I know if, I'm not sure if I'm correct, but I think J&J is in Parañaque, like the main office. And you mentioned that you are living in Quezon City, so that's a bit of a stretch. So are there any other factors that you have considered or other companies that you considered that time?
Mm-hmm. Yes, to be honest, yes. For me, my mantra is just keep on trying. Just gather options. So I just shoot my shot to every company, the big corporations that you may know of. And then when I experienced being an intern in J&J, I just reflected and I was like, if it's not J&J, I will not work in corporate. Or if I'm not accepted in J&J, I will pursue my startup back then. So you mentioned that it really, the culture plays really a big part on that decision making, that if it's not J&J, it's nothing else.
Nothing.
So just upon on your question with a location, so yeah, I made up my mind, did all the interview process, the recruitment process, and I thankfully got in. And the thought of the location came just when, it's really not a big thing for me back then, because coming out of a pandemic, I just realized that everything will work. So thankfully, J&J embraces that remote culture and flexible working arrangement, even before the pandemic, just because I've been asking around. J&J takes care of its employees. During the pandemic, they sent out a lot of care packages and all, but even before the pandemic, even without a phenomenon just like that, how do they take care of their employees? And I've recently known that J&J actually embraces flexible work opportunities even before the pandemic and until now. I'm very happy and thankful that they are still having that flexible work arrangement. So for now, we are actually working 2 times in at home and 3 days in the office, because that framework is a global framework. Actually, we appreciate the collaboration because nothing else would compare and nothing can replace the face-to-face collaboration with your teammates, right? And it's how you bond that you create a culture. And, you know, I've said earlier that it's just rewarding to feel that you are surrounded with like-minded individuals. But at the same time, J&J, as J&J prioritizes face-to-face collaboration, where J&J also gives opportunities for flexibility on how we can manage more our time. And of course, this is, to be honest, a big thing for those people or those employees who are living far too. For me, it's really the flexible working arrangement, because at the end of the day, we look after you as an individual and we look after you on how you can further maximize your own time to be productive. So yeah, that's, I guess, the best answer to that question, I hope.
Thank you. I'm already sold with J&J's culture. A good thing to consider, especially for those who are looking for companies for in their internships or graduate jobs, that location, salary, they're part of the factors, but culture really played a big role in terms of your decision making. In terms of like going back again to the application process, how did you get into J&J? So when you were referred, did you get an interview? Did you have like an initial interview test? And do they require for certain grades for you to get in?
To answer the last question, no. It's completely not required to have the highest grade ever. So just the last question, but going back to the first question about the recruitment process, how does it look like and how was the experience? So back then, I was informed that I have to take in, because LTP has a unique recruitment process. So I've just come across and I've just learned it because I had an experience with talent acquisition. For regular employees, you okay, shoot your shot in the career hub. The recruiters will see your CV and then invite you for an interview, and then you got into the job. But in FLD and leadership development program, it's a different experience for us. So once you apply to the career hub, send your CV, you will get an assessment, a Hogan assessment, so personality type or personality test that you can take, and then also a virtual interview. And I'm not just so sure how the current process looks like, but I'm just referring to what I experienced back then. So after personality tests, virtual interviews wherein there's a question to be flashed on your screen and you have to answer, so
All
something
right.
like that. Online interview, and then you meet with the recruiter just for you to check if this is the right company, right role for you, any questions that you may have to clarify to the recruiter. And then the most rewarding part of the recruitment process is me meeting the Google panels back then. So it was, based from what I remember, first interview is a panel interview with a global community. So that involved global alumni of the LDP program. And that experience really opened up the book for me and the bigger picture on how or what should I experience during those 2 years. So hearing from that, of course, you will reflect if this is really what you wanted. Because in a recruitment process, it's not only you selling yourself to the company, but it's also you weighing the commitment, because this is not a short-term commitment. It's a 2-year program that you can maximize. It's either you meet these people and ask questions, or just meet people and just hear from their stories. And that really was an opportunity for me to test the waters and just seeing if that's the correct opportunity for me back then. And then the second interview, which is a global panel as well, but it's a case study. You will be asked for a specific case, for example, if you watch case studies on YouTube. So that is how I prepared for the case study, because I was really nervous. How can I survive this case study with 4 panel interviewers? And I was like watching Deloitte case study on YouTube. So I learned a lot from that, and thankfully it was not intense as that, but hopefully I'm prepared back then. But yeah, it was a case study wherein you will be given a situation and how J&J can improve or enhance that specific issue or question with that specific scenario. So there you are, just proposing what you think, proposing what you think are the best options to go to, and this just presenting it to the global leaders. So after that, hopefully I gave you the whole process, but it's a lot to take in. But yeah, hopefully that gave you an idea on how the LDP recruitment process looked like. And after that, you will be accepted, and then just the admin stuff after that to onboard.
And how long did that entire application process?
Thankfully, I did all of that while in college still. So our graduation back then was July, and then I shoot my application December, I guess. December. And then just because my graduation is July 31st, I had to wait for the graduation to have the first day, which is August 1. So I think that process alone, without waiting for the day one, is just 3 months.
All
Three
right.
months of online assessment, then panel interviews, and then the case study, and then the day one.
And what would you say would be the hardest part of the application? Was it the case study, or was it the interview, or the virtual exam?
I think the hardest part is not mainly on the recruitment process, but it's a personal challenge for you to, you can get a lot of application process and application interviews. You've got a lot of on your plate, and just the challenge there is that what career path should I really want? Is this really what I wanted? Like, for example, when you took talk to the recruiter, you will be given by an overview of the role. You do this in your everyday life, and you will come across yourself thinking, okay, I just excited about the role, but am I ready? The biggest question is, am I ready to commit in this specific role? And that's what you will be asking to each of the roles that you will be interviewed on. So the challenge for me is not mainly in the recruitment process, because you can prepare for it, you can review things, you can equip yourself with interview questions and practice yourself. But the most challenging part is giving a yes to the recruiter. Which recruiter who would you be saying yes to? And where's the commitment going? So that's actually the hardest part for me.
That's an interesting thought. I mean, like, it's more of an internal decision that you are battling inside. I mentioned that you can prepare for interviews. How did you prepare for your interviews? Apart from watching videos about case studies, did you have other preparations or rituals that you've done in the past?
I love the rituals, but yeah, to prepare for an interview, and I guess something that is relatable to the younger generations right now, because it's easy to say that preparing for an interview is just reading books and then just reading through. So I think that's already outdated. But now, from my end back then, I was just really maximizing YouTube. And if you know TikTok right now, it's really relatable for us to just come across interview questions. How can you answer this kind of interview questions, and just incorporating yourself into those kinds of videos that you watch specifically. So it's me just not overthinking about the interview. It's more on just equipping myself with confidence. So it's not really an scripted answers to one question. It's just really being you, in answering those questions and just being yourself, because at the end of the day, the recruiters are not really technical that will grade you. Okay, this answer is 5 out of 5. It's not like that. So it's really the recruiters checking if your answers, your comfortability, your confidence, and your values really align to the company culture. So that is where the assessment goes to. It's not memorizing something if that's pressuring you, but it's more on knowing yourself, just being confident and having that conviction that, okay, this is a perfect job for me. I really wanted this job. Why? So it's the interview process is the right avenue to brag about yourself, to sell about yourself, but also knowing about the company if that's really a great fit.
And how do you think you got the job? What made you stand out during the recruitment process?
I think that was because of my startup experience back then. I was really leaning towards my experience of having that startup, because the questions of the panels back then is, okay, you're on entrepreneurship, why are you applying as an HR person? So I was like, mentioning about the startup that I had when back in college. I've come across companies that are really pushing for sales. We need to earn money, but the cons is they are really not prioritizing their people. So sometimes in the Philippines landscape of startups, they are so focused on earning money, but the people are really not their priority. So for example, they don't have a formal contract with their employees, they don't pay their employees well, so something like that. So that is when I started the passion on driving the importance of people in a business. So that is what I bring into the table. How important is the people in an organization, and how investing with people can make a difference in an organization. And siguro plus points na lang yung technology background from myself. It's because I'm having an app. So back then I've hired developers with me to develop an app. So I guess it's just a plus points for the panels to see that in this early career, I've had an experience into having a structured framework of a specific project.
In terms of like early days, what did your initial first few days training or onboarding process look like in J&J?
I'm lucky back then because the team that I was in, talent acquisition, was 7 or 8 people. So I had the opportunity to have a buddy with the onboarding. So that buddy will become your run-to person of house. Like, even the smallest things that you can ask, like how can you open your laptop, what's the password or everything. So if you can just imagine having that buddy who will not judge you with the pettiest question that you will ask and the biggest question that you will come across during that first week, because I think that's the critical time with the new hires, because you don't know about anything else. You will come across terms or jargons that in my head, oh my God, what's that? So it's your buddy that you will go to. And I'm lucky that my buddy is still my colleague right now, and we still maintain that communication. Aside from, of course, J&J having an online platform, we call this onboarding portal that we have. So all of the links, all of the resources and materials are there. So it's online and it comes in handy. So you can just go to it if you have any questions. And one remarkable thing that I remember is giving a checklist of, for example, okay, in your first week, this is what you wanted to achieve. And second week, third week, and a month, by this time, you have all of these and such. So that's the remarkable thing about my onboarding. So it's really not being micromanager of how you do things, but more on guiding you, or they have the opportunity to have an online platform for it, but at the same time, not missing that people connection of assigning a body to you.
Yeah, that's good to
Yes.
hear. And in terms of like work-life balance, what does your work or life balance look like for someone in your role? Would you say it is too stressful, or the workload is just right?
I'm not gonna say it's too stressful just because we have the flexible work arrangement that I mentioned early on. But aside from that flexibility that I have right now, I really enjoy Johnson & Johnson's benefit because they are prioritizing its people. So it translates to the benefits that they are giving to their employees. So one example that I can recall right now is like, having this global well-being reimbursement. So we have this global amount. So for us in the Philippines, we have 18,000 pesos to spend for gym classes, healthy eating, healthy meal plans, healthy fruits, healthy gym, I mentioned gym equipment, and anything about mental wellness, virtual subscriptions, even massage therapy. So it's like, this is rewarding. So, you have something to look forward to even after a long day of calls and meetings. So, you have something to look forward to. What am I going to do with my 6 to onwards after work? So, it's like having the flexibility of having activities beyond work hours. That's just one, the global well-being reimbursement that I can think of that is really impactful for all the employees. So it's really rewarding for my end as well that I get to choose my menu of opportunities where I can spend that amount with. So that's just one. You need more. But yeah, that's just something that I can relate to because I'm into fitness.
This is something that students would be very interested with, and you probably have mentioned a bit of it in the benefits section, but students would they're always wanting to know about two things: salary and career progression. So what does the salary, apart from the benefits of your global wellness and benefits, look like at C&J?
Going back, so the salary is competitive. So if you can compare all the management trainee roles in other FMCG or other same size corporation as J&J is, it's believe it's competitive. So that's why I made the commitment to J&J back then. And then with the benefits, I would say even if not the leadership development program, even if the regular employees or any other roles or any job level in J&J, I think that's what we are competitive on. This is what sets us apart with other companies out there. It's our benefits that, makes our people coming back. So back then in my recruitment, I was able to come across people who are exchanging and wants to apply back just because they found the benefits really competitive compared to where they transferred. But yeah, I say that the salary and the benefits are competitive compared to other big FMCGs and other big corporations of its size.
And in terms of career progression, would you know the typical career path for your role at your company? Where does your role lead you in the future?
Yes, definitely. So this is actually a good question and it's very timely because speaking of the LDP program, we have 2 years, right? And hey, what's next? So it's the same problem, even if you're not in a program or in the program, it's the same path that you will be considered with the career progression. So I'm not sure if you're requiring to say how many years before you will get promoted or such, because it will be different based
per person,
on the career
yeah.
or the person or the background of each person. But what I would share right now is J&J recently embraced a technology wherein we can have a path or a map with you on how you can leverage or how can you create your career journey yourself. So it's actually called career journeys, wherein where the technology will create a path for you. Like for example, in 2 years you will be promoted into this different kind of role. So what skills do you need for each of the role? So it's not really focusing on the promotion itself, the tool I mean, but it's more on, I want to get promoted. What skills do I need to have this promotion or to have this role? So it's really helpful for us to have those kind of tools with us, because this is, you know, setting expectations to both of yourself and both for yourself and for your manager, that this is your career goal, this is my career path, how can you help me on this? So it's just a support tool, but it really makes a difference on the career progression that we have, because in J&J, we don't really just focus on one career path. So you're in HR, you're just an HR all throughout. So we are embracing boundaryless talents. For example, in HR, you have the experience, but you have the certain skills that also fit for a finance person or a procurement person. So what if these talents can be, you have no boundary to just move talents cross-functionally.
And having said that, what are your long-term career plans? So where to from here? Will you stay with J&J or explore other options?
As you heard earlier, my passion is really in technology. And most people will say technology, HR, it doesn't match. But in J&J, it does, because our priorities become digital and invest in digital. Short term will be, I will be graduating from the program of this year. I am really looking forward on how we can, or how I can personally bring my skills and that interest into the table and how I can impact further in HR space and technology. So maybe that's the long-term plan. I cannot be guaranteed or say anything or any final role right now. But yeah, that's for sure that I will be on the path of technology and HR.
And if you had a second chance again, what would you do differently? Do you have any regrets? Or if you look back, do you feel like having internships with J&J or joining their graduate program were all worth it?
Yes, I don't regret anything, actually, Princel. It's really rewarding. And I cannot think of anything, because in this early career program, for example, in an internship, you are, as a young professional, you tend to be perfectionist in such a way. But right now, looking back then, I was just thinking, if I didn't do that, how can I have this current role that I am in right now? So I think it's not really regretting something, but more on regretting I should have done more, or I should have explored more from that role, because the internship back then is just 3 months. So my regret is I wish I could have stayed longer, but I cannot, because the school requirements is just 3 months. So I wish I could have spent longer time to learn more.
Thank you. That's a good insight for students who are looking for internships. Some might feel like this is just a school requirement, but what I'm hearing is that it gives you valuable experiences and learnings that you'd also use in your current role. I guess the final question that I have would be, any final advice that you'd like to share with new graduates or students starting out at J&J? Anything that they need to be aware of before making that jump?
So number one is find a mentor who's actually got your back. So it's not just, you know, of course we believe in ourselves, but also, you know, having someone who believes in you and, you know, pushes you forward. So find that mentor or that someone who can provide guidance, motivation, and, you know, a fresh perspective that can do the wonders of your personal and professional growth. So make really, really sure to seek out someone who can be your cheerleader and help you reach your full potential in this early career. And then second would be, I think, have fun, because fun is in the youth, but of course, prepare yourself for the real world challenges. So as mentioned earlier, as a young professional, as a young career talent, this is our opportunity to fail early and to get back early then. So I think the college days or the early career stage is an opportunity for us to learn, grow, and of course, develop yourself and equip yourself with the skills that you have. And lastly, I guess it's really going out of your comfort zone. So fail early so you can get back early on. You have to discover your strengths and that you can be proud of, and yung mabibigay mong competitive advantage with all of the other people in the talent pool. Like you've mentioned earlier, what made me stand out back then. So you have to find that something. And I'm sure all of us have a unique trait or skill that you can bring into the table. So we should not be afraid to try new things and break free from that comfort zone or the box that we are in. So we have to embrace the possibility of, you know, stumbling and falling as we are just young. So because early failures overall will just propel you to rise stronger and faster. So fail, I'm not sure if you've heard that mantra before, fail fast and recover faster. So this is the right time for us to do that. So that, I think, is the three advice.
Thank you. Those are great advices. Finding a mentor, having fun, going out of your comfort zone. Those are things that would really help our viewers or students who would hear or read about this content.